You're with SBS Radio.
Sekali lagi, jika Anda ingin menghubungi kami, Anda dapat untuk memberikan saran, masukan, bahkan kritikan, itu Anda dapat menghubungi kami lewat Facebook atau kontak langsung di 02943-03135 atau 03994-9-2208. Nah, kita akan beralih ke topik yang berbeda. Kini kita akan simak laporan Bapak Riki Kusumo tentang kemiskinan di kalangan para pelajar. Nah, berikut laporan tersebut.
Pendengar, 1 dari 7 mahasiswa Australia mengatakan mereka tidak mampu membeli makanan dan kebutuhan dasar lainnya secara teratur. Siswa pribumi yang paling parah terkena dampaknya. Mereka yang bekerja di sektor ini menyerukan kepada pemerintah federal untuk meningkatkan dukungan pendapatan bagi para siswa dan mengatakan bahwa tunjangan saat ini tidak cukup untuk menutupi biaya hidup sehari-hari. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Tara Cosoletto dan Sonia Heidemann. Sebuah survei baru menemukan semakin banyak mahasiswa Australia yang hidup dalam kelaparan. Laporan dari Universitas Australia telah menemukan 1 dari 7 siswa pada tahun 2017 pergi tanpa makan dan kebutuhan lainnya secara rutin karena mereka tidak mampu membelinya. Untuk siswa daerah dan mereka yang berasal dari latar belakang sosioekonomi rendah, angka itu naik menjadi 1 dari 5, sementara 1/4 mahasiswa pribumi kesulitan keuangan. Kepala Eksekutif Universitas Australia, Katriona Jackson, mengatakan siswa internasional juga mengalami kesulitan.
There are some additional pressures if you come from an overseas country. Think about it. They can't go home for dinner. So if you're a 17-year-old or 18-year-old who really is a bit short, in some cases you can pop home to mum and dad or aunt and uncle for, you know, the big Sunday night tea, and that helps quite a lot. You can't pop home to Malaysia, China or Indonesia for dinner with your parents. I think also there's a sense in which for international students, these struggles are somehow just born within their own community, so it can be isolating.
Laporan tersebut telah menemukan pendapatan tahunan rata-rata untuk siswa penuh waktu adalah 18.300. Sepertiga dari siswa memperkirakan biaya hidup mereka melebihi pendapatan mereka. 1 dari 3 siswa yang disurvei juga mengatakan mereka sering melewatkan kuliah dan kelas di universitas karena mereka harus bekerja. Jackson mengatakan banyak yang terpaksa menunda studi atau mengurangi beban kursus mereka untuk mengatasi kemiskinan mereka itu.
10% of the students surveyed said that they had deferred because of money problems, so they'd left their degree because of money problems. Around 20% said they'd cut their load down to part-time because they just couldn't keep studying full-time. I mean, surely what we want is for students to be able to make the most of that period in which they're studying. So the challenge is spread right across spectrum, from being concerned about what you can do in terms of being hungry, to working too much, to making those heartbreaking decisions about deferring your course or cutting down to part-time because you just can't afford to keep on attending.
Lebih dari 18.500 siswa yang mengambil bagian dalam survei ini dan 1/3 dari mahasiswa sarjana menerima dukungan pendapatan dari pemerintah seperti Ausstudy, AppStudy, dan Youth Allowance. Presiden Nasional dari Union of Students, Mark Pace, mengatakan meningkatnya biaya untuk siswa membuat pendidikan tinggi kurang dapat dicapai.
A research report from UNSW last year showed that a single student, the bare minimum they need to live, is about $430 a week, whereas a single rate of new start currently is about $278. So there's a huge gap there between someone who's on income support and the poverty line. And what we need to do is we need to increase the amount, increase the rate of new start, increase the rate of other income support measures for university students so that they can complete their studies and they do have access to further opportunities with their qualifications.
Pace mengatakan banyak mahasiswa menerima jumlah tunjangan pendapatan dari pemerintah federal yang tidak memadai. Ia mengatakan hal itu perlu diubah.
Underemployment is rife, unemployment as well, and on top of that, we've seen a shift towards the punitive welfare system, which rather than supporting our students through their university degree, I mean quite in many circumstances actually hindering students by issuing them debt notices and actually working against supporting them throughout their university studies. So we certainly need to see some action taken by the federal government, and we need to see it urgently, otherwise we're going to see effectively turmoil at our universities.
Itulah tadi Bapak Riki Kusumo dengan laporannya tentang kemiskinan di kalangan para pelajar.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.